This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The third time was the charm, as the House and then the Senate passed stopgap funding legislation with farm and disaster aid to avert a midnight Friday government shutdown late last week. The legislation passed 366 to 34, clearing a two-thirds yes vote threshold to speed passage and send the package to the Senate for final okay as a midnight shutdown deadline neared. We will hear more from House Appropriations Chair Tom Cole next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024 and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Farm groups led by the American Farm Bureau prevailed in a last-minute, high-pressure campaign to include economic help for struggling producers. House Appropriations Chair Tom Cole.
The bill also provides $10 billion in economic assistance for our farmers and ranchers. In the wake of many natural disasters and a difficult farm economy, our farmers and ranchers are in dire need of economic assistance.
Cole echoed the call of ag groups that said the aid was necessary to save family farms in danger of failing amid yet another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill.
This aid will mark a vital step forward and will help preserve family farms and ranches across the country while also continuing to ensure food and agricultural security for our nation.
The package also included $21 billion in farm disaster aid, but did not okay national year-round E15 sales. Separately, USDA freed up some $300 million for distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers. And on a trade note, a dispute panel ruled that Mexico violated the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement when its former president ordered a ban on genetically modified corn imports. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You can also find our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast under the Podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.